down after being charged with historical sex offences, which he's vowing to contest. Sinn Féin's Michelle O'Neill says her priorities are leadership and cohesion.
The public here rightly deserve our newly formed executive to be continuing to deliver for them for now and into the future. My priority is to make that power share and work. My priority is to work with the other political leaders around the executive table. That was why I thought it was important yesterday to reach out to each of the political leaders.
Deputy First Minister Emma Little-Pengelly of the DUP is also promising to work towards stability. The broadcaster, which employs a stabbed journalist, has accused Tehran of targeting it. Counter-terrorism police are investigating the attack on Iran International's Pouria Zerati outside his home in South London. A nightclub siege lasting hours in the Netherlands has ended peacefully with the last hostage released. A man who walked out of the venue in Ada was ordered to kneel by police before being handcuffed. Lizzo's declared she's quit music, claiming she feels the world doesn't want her in it. It's not known what sparked the online statement, but earlier this week, a lawyer for three dancers who are suing her said it was shameful that she'd headlined a gig for President Biden. Sport, and it's been a dramatic day already in the Premier League. Newcastle came back from 3-1 down to win a thriller with West Ham 4-3. Strugglers Burnley are losing 1-0 at Chelsea, and there could be a shock at Tottenham. Live to Guy Swindles.
Could be, because it's Spurs 0, Luton 1. Luton taking the lead in just the third minute when Tahith Chong slammed the ball home joyfully, right-footed. Spurs have attacked, but with little success so far. They've hit both posts, had other efforts cleared off the line, and also missed golden opportunities. Boos rang out at half-time. Spurs 0, Luton 1.
Later, Aston Villa hosts Wolves, and Rangers are leading at Hibs 2-1 as they attempt to go top of the Scottish Premiership. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Max.
This is Phoenix FM.
So it is past four on a Saturday afternoon. You're listening to Brentwood and Billy Mickey's Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. This is Phoenix Sport. Welcome into hour two.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, it's not been a bad Easter Saturday at all across our area, has it? Plenty of sunny spells have developed during the day, and it's been mostly dry. Temperatures slightly above average as well. Maximum temperature for the rest of the afternoon, 14 degrees Celsius. Tonight, the cloud will clear to give a fine, if somewhat cool evening. There might be the odd mist and fog patch overnight, and the cloud will push in from around midnight. Minimum temperature overnight, 4 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow, it will be cloudier and feel cooler than today. The cloud will continue to feed in through the day across our area. It might be some light rain, but it will clear as we head towards the evening. Maximum temperature tomorrow, 12 degrees Celsius. And don't forget tonight, when the summertime begins, those clocks go forwards.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
So now we can cross over to Rookery Hill in Coveringham and hear a half-time report on our featured match, the FA VAR semi-final first leg between Romford and Lincoln United. Our reporter over there this afternoon is Andy Gardner.
Romford's big day not going too well.
Sorry about that. I'm just going to try and get it back.
Romford's big day not going too well so far. We had a frantic first 15 minutes here. It's calmed down a bit since. Half-time score is Romford 0, Lincoln United 1. And say the first 15 minutes was an absolute whirlwind. Romford reduced to 10 men after just 5 minutes when captain Chris Newby was shown a straight red card. It was a bit of a high challenge, but worst of all, it was right in front of the visiting dugout, which made it worse. A lot of protests. Referee took his time, but then he produced the straight card. In the ninth minute, Tobias Leverage got down the left cut-in, hit a tremendous shot, which was going in the top corner, but produced a fine save out of keeper Jake Anderson. And then another big flashpoint after 10 minutes. Darren Phillips was adjudged to have shoved over Jake Park. Looked very harsh to me. It looked like shoulder to shoulder, but the referee gave us, and it was converted by the prolific Lincoln striker Matt Cotton, who scored 22 goals in 23 appearances for the visitors. So that was the opening goal in this tie. And so it calmed down a lot after that. When the ball went into the net for that penalty, it actually went through the net. There was a hole in the net, so we had a stoppage while that hole was attended to. It's calmed down a lot. Romford have made a tactical change, a substitution. It's very even since that frantic opening. Sam Deering's put over some very tantalising corners, which keeper Steggles has flapped at. And then right on half-time, Bromford's best moment, a header from a free kick, which just drifted over the bar. So they're still well and truly in this tie, but it was a terrible score. And at half-time at Rookery Hill, it's Bromford 0, United 1.
Thanks very much indeed, Andy. So not a great first half for the Bubba down at Rookery Hill, but another half of the first leg to go. Just to remind you, the other semi-final first leg, Worcester City versus Great Wakering Rovers, has been postponed. Just getting back to fucking halves. Just getting underway in the 3 o'clock kickoffs. Let's just take a quick look back at what happened in the National League and the National League South yesterday. It was a good day for Dagenham and Redbridge. They travelled to out-of-form Boreham Wood and won 4-1. Josh Reese even with a brace. Ryan Hill and Ini Efiong all scoring in the first half for the Daggers before Boreham Wood replied in first half injury time. And so it finished Boreham Wood 1, Dagenham and Redbridge 4. Meanwhile, Southend United travelled to Ebbsfleet United, aside very much in form at the moment. They've managed to pull away from trouble, and they held the Shrimpers to a 1-1 draw after Harry Cardwell had given Southend a lead on 22 minutes. Dominic Pollyon equalised for the Kent side 4 minutes from time. So it finished apiece. Southend in 10th, Dagenham and Redbridge 12th. Chesterfield already confirmed as champions. They've taken their foot off the gas. They were beaten 2-1 at York City yesterday. Elsewhere, Barnet remaining in second place despite being held to a 2-2 draw by Solihull Moors, who are currently 6th. Bromley, who are in third, they won 2-0 at struggling Dorking Wanderers. Altrincham also in the playoff spots. They won 3-0 at another side in the relegation zone, Kidderminster Harriers. Aldershot Town were well beaten though, 4-0 by Maidstone United, a vital win for Alan Devonshire's side. At the bottom, Oxford City, they're already relegated, but they did claim their eighth victory in the league of the season. They beat Wealdstone by a goal to nil. Dorking, Kidderminster and Boreham Wood, the other side, currently in the drop zone. And let's take a look at the National League off now, shall we? And yesterday, Chelmsford City took on their old rivals, Dartford, at Melbourne Park. And it was a 4-1 win for second-placed Clarets in front of nearly 1,600 at that game. Goals each for George Alexander and Charlie Ruff gave the Clarets all 3 points. They are 7 points behind the leaders, Yeovil, but there is still a slim possibility that they could win the title. But Yeovil won yesterday. They triumphed by three goals to nil against Torquay United. Braintree, meanwhile, are in third place after winning 1-0 at St Albans City. It's kept them in third. Aaron Blair scored the Irons' only goal of the game after 21 minutes. There was a win for Avely as well. They got the better of Hemel Hempstead Town in a 7-goal thriller in Hertfordshire. Avely won by 4-3. Hat-trick hero for the Millers was Charlie Hughes. He got three of them, and Eduardo Vaz scored another goal, and win took Avely back into the playoff place in seventh place. Maidstone United, Worthing and Hampton of Richmond Borough also currently in the playoff spots. At the other end, Dover Athletic are now relegated, the bottom club, who have only won three of their 41 fixtures. 1-0 defeat at Rod Stringer's Welling United yesterday sealed their fate. Havant and Waterlooville, Eastbourne Borough and Taunton Town, the other sides currently in the playoff place. There has been an equaliser at Stamford Bridge for Burnley against host Chelsea. It is now one apiece, and it's Josh Cullen who scored for the Clamets 3 minutes into the second half. Let's go back to the 70s now. Dance Floor Classic, written by late great Rod Temperton. This is Heatwave and Boogie Nights.
Hey,
past four on a Saturday afternoon. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, and this is Phoenix Sport. I can confirm that Cambridge have beaten Oxford in the boat race to retain the men's title for 2024. Cambridge won the women's race, which started an hour before as well. So it's a double for Cambridge in that famous race. Meanwhile, in Rugby Union's Women's Six Nations, it's two wins out of two for France, who triumphed against their host Scotland. It finished Scotland 5, France 15. In racing, meanwhile, three more results for you. The 340 at Carlisle, first number 5, Jemmyville, priced at 100 to 30. Second number 2, Ned Tanner, a 7-4 favourite. And third number 1, Go Boy, priced at 9-4, and there were four runners in that race. 350 at Haydock, meanwhile, that was won by number 4, Duke of Deception, priced at 5-2. Second number 6, Special Acceptance, priced at 9-1. And third was number 5, Inflexible, a 15-8 favourite. There were a total of six runners in that race. Finally, for now, the 355 at Fairy House, first. Was number 7 Favori Logique, priced at 13-2. Second number 8 Maronstown, priced at 5-1. Third number 5 Routine Excellence, priced at 20-1. There were a total of 8 runners in that race.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98 FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Hello, I'm Mandy Cullen and I'm here to tell you all about Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers, which is every Saturday on Phoenix 98 FM. We play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And all the songs we play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser or simply be a bit of a cheeser. So come and join me, Mandy Cullen, every Saturday between 6 and 8, Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, Mandy's back in the house between 6 and 8 this evening. That's always a good listen. Getting back to football, there's been another goal in the Premier League, and it's an equaliser at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. It is now Spurs 1, Luton 1. Luton went into an early lead, but Issa Kabore of the Hatters has put the ball in his own net 6 minutes into the second half to put Ange Postecoglou's men back in the match. There has been an equaliser in the Isthmian North, or there was an equaliser rather, for Walden Tiptree against Lowestoft Town. But Lowestoft Town are now winning by 3-2, having scored a third just after the hour. In the Isthmian Premier League, it is now Whitehawk 0, Canvey Island 2. Elliot Wanto scored Canvey's second 10 minutes into the second half. And Brightling Sea Region are now winning 3-1 at Enfield in the ESPN North. Tyrone Baker scoring Region's third in the 54th minute. And it's Stowmarket Town 0 Redbridge 3, also in the ESPN North. Lewis Clark for the Motormen, 12 minutes into the second half, has given them a 3-0 lead. And Premier League, there's been a goal at Bramall Lane, and it's gone to the bottom club, Sheffield United. They've gone 1-0 up against Fulham, and it's Ben Britton Diaz who scored for the Blades in the 58th minute of that game. And the champagne is on ice down at Bridge Avenue, where champions elect Hornchurch losing 2-0 against Wingate and Finchley, who have scored a second goal after 53 minutes. It also needs to be in Premier League, though. Rather better afternoon so far for Hashtag United, who are now winning 3-1 at Kingstonian. Camilo Restrepo has got the tags third after 56 minutes. So Sheffield United's joy didn't last very long at all. Fulham have already equalised. That has just gone in at Bramall Lane. João Paulinho scoring for Fulham after 64 minutes. It is now Stowmarket Town 0 Redbridge 4 in ESPN North, and it is Ayo Odukoya who has scored a fourth just after the hour mark for the Motormen. Elsewhere, just to bring you the latest from the Super League, it is currently Warrington Wolves 12, Catalans Dragons 28. Latest travel coming up for you soon. As after we've heard from Ariana Grande, this is her coming song, Yes And.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
With the time at 25 minutes past four, fairly quiet on the roads across our area on this Easter Saturday. The only congestion which I can find at the moment is on the M25 at Junction 28 for the A12. That's just outside Brentwood, the Brook Street roundabout. There is congestion going on to the A12, so just be aware of that if you're in the area. Public transport on the Greater Anglia trains, there is engineering work, sorry, taking place on the main line between Shenfield and Witham all of this weekend. So there were replacement bus services in operation. Liverpool Street 2, that's between Witham and Billericay, if you're coming from Norwich, Ipswich and so on. Liverpool Street to South End Victoria train services are operating to a frequency of 4 trains per hour, meanwhile. Every 15 minutes. And the Southminster Branch Line shuttle service is also retimed. It's in operation every 45 minutes between Wickford and Southminster. Meanwhile, on London Overground, there are some alterations as well. No service between Barking and Barking Riverside at the moment due to loss of power from overhead lines in the Barking area. And DLR, there is no service all weekend between Tower Gateway and Shadwell and between West Ferry and Canary Wharf and Stratford and Canning Town. Elizabeth Line, there is no service all weekend between Abbey Wood and Stratford and Paddington. However, trains are in operation between Shenfield and Liverpool Street, but they're not serving Whitechapel. On the London Underground, there are currently some minor delays on the Central Line. I will have another update around about 1 hour from now. Just to let you know what's happened in the boat race. I mentioned that Cambridge have won the men's race, completing the double because an hour previously the women, Cambridge women, won as well. In the men's race, Cambridge were more than 10 seconds ahead, but slowed towards the conclusion with Matt Edge on the edge of collapse, but Edge and his team held on for a comfortable victory, and that continues Cambridge's recent dominance in the event. They have won 5 of the past 6 men's races, so well done to them. Getting back to racing, meanwhile, I can tell you a couple more results at the very least. No, I should have 3 more, actually. Got the 4.05 from Cork. First was number 3, Monotone, priced at 11-4. Second number 1, Amazonian Warrior, the 5-4 favourites. And third number 6, Irish Acclamation, priced at 5-1. A total of 6 runners in that race. The 4.15 at Carlisle, meanwhile, in fact, that's the only other one I've got at the moment. First was, hang on. No, that hasn't come through yet. Oh dear. I'll check on that in a while. Let's get back to the football show because more goals have gone in. Nottingham Forest have equalised against Crystal Palace in the Premier League. Chris Wood just after the hour for Forest. And also in the Scottish Premiership, St Johnstone have levelled the scores against Dundee. Adama Sidibe just after the hour for St Johnstone. So it's 1-1 at McDermott Park. Goal in the Premier League at the Vitality Stadium, and it's Bournemouth 1, Everton 0. Dominic Solanke after 64 minutes for the Cherries. In the ESPN North, Brighton Sea Region are now winning 4-1 away to Enfield. Jake Thompson, the scorer of Region's 4th on 65. There's been a couple more goals at Bramall Lane, and they've both gone to Sheffield United. They are 3-1 up against Fulham. Ollie McBurnley after 68 minutes for the Blades, and Ben Brereton Diaz has scored his 2nd and the Blaze 3rd on 69 minutes. So in very quick succession, those two goals. Scottish Premiership, Heart of Midlothian 1, Kilmarnock 1. Marley Watkins equalising for Killy at Heart on 68 minutes. That is all the goals which have come through so far. I will take another look shortly after we've heard a bit more music. Bit of classic yacht rock from Toto. This is Rosanna. 25 minutes to 5 on a Saturday afternoon. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Shum. And this is the Easter Saturday edition of Phoenix Sport. In football, it is now Bowers and Pitsy 3, New Salamis 2. In ESPN North, New Salamis has got a second. But Bowers is still winning. Also in ESPN North, Grays Athletic have doubled their lead at Goulston. Charlie Stimson, who got there first as well, has got a second for Grays from the penalty spot with 12 minutes remaining. Elsewhere in the racing, I've got now got the result of the 4:15 at Carlisle. First was number 8 Gypsy Secret, priced at 12-1. Second number 6 Arctic Man, priced at 9-2. Third was number 5 Enemy at the Gate, priced at 3-1. A total of 8 runners in that race. Disappointment for number 1 Clovis Island, who was the 9-4 favourite, but only managed to finish in 6th place.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
70 Years in Horticulture is the name of a talk by Jim Buttress, hosted by Billericay Horticultural Society on Monday the 15th of April. This takes place at the Chantry Centre, Chantry Way in Billericay, between 8 and 10pm on that date. Admission is £3 and refreshments are available. More details can be found at billericay-horticultural-society.co.uk. There is a link to that if you go to the events guide and our website, phoenixfm.com.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Right, Walthamstow are not having a good afternoon at all at Wisdom Town in ESPN North. They're 3-0 down, and they're now down to 10 men as well. They have had Bilal Sayoud dismissed in the second half of that game. Elsewhere, the only other thing to report in the football at the moment is from the Scottish Premiership. It looked like Motherwell had pulled a goal back, but I think it's been disallowed. It's still Motherwell 1, St Mirren 1.
If we could have the world, or something to make us better, like a million diamonds and pearls, would they matter? We've been looking everywhere for something that makes us happy, but it's always been right here where you and me have everything we need. 'Cause we got all the love, we got all the love in me. You and me got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love in me. And as long as you're here with me, there ain't nothing that we can't be. Oh, we got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love we need. You could have silver and gold, and everything people may dream of. But if you have no hand to hold, it's not enough. Could never be enough. 'Cause knowing you've got someone, someone who gives you reason, something you know is strong, and with you I see the best thing is free. Yeah, 'cause we got all the love.
body. Don't need loving, cause baby we got it. Don't need nothing from nobody. Don't need loving, cause baby we got
just
it.
Just enough,
yeah. Cause we got it.
That is Rochefort and All the Love We Need. It's 19 minutes to 5 Saturday afternoon on Phoenix FM. I'm John Chubb and this is Phoenix Sport. In the Premier League, it's now Sheffield United 4, the bottom club Fulham 1. Sheffield United, the bottom club, is. I'm not sure, quite sure where this performance has come from, but they're having a great afternoon at Bramall Lane at the moment. Ollie McBurney has got his second and Sheffield United's fourth. Ben Brereton, Diaz, the scorer of their other two goals. There's been another goal, Stamford Bridge, meanwhile, and Chelsea back in front against Burnley. Cole Palmer puts Chelsea in front just before half-time from the penalty spot. Josh Cullen equalised for the Clarets 3 minutes into the second half, but Palmer has now scored his and Chelsea's second with 12 minutes to go at Stamford Bridge. And there has also been a goal in the Isthmian Premier League, a fourth for Hashtag United, away to struggling Kingstonian. And veteran Greg Halford has got the tags fourth from the penalty spot, 12 minutes from time. Scottish Premiership, it's Aberdeen 2, Ross County 1. Jamie McGrath has scored a second for the Dons with 11 minutes to go at Pittodrie. And another Scottish Premiership goal is coming about between St Johnstone and Dundee. Dundee back in front. They are now winning by 2-0. And it is Amadou Bakayoko who has scored for Dundee with 10 minutes left. There's just been another goal gone in at Bramall Lane. I believe Fulham have actually pulled one back against Sheffield United. Not got any more details of that at the moment. Just looking for an update. And I have actually Bobby Dover-Reed is the scorer of a second for Fulham. 4 minutes from time. Sheffield United, I thought, had gone 4-1 up. Ollie McBurney's fourth was actually overturned by VAR. It was ruled out after a review. So it is currently Sheffield United 3, Fulham 2, just to confirm. So could be a bit of a nervous finish in that one. This is Busted, and this one's called One of These Days.
Hey, I ain't seen you lately, and that's okay. I know you're living life in your own way. Today, it might not be forever. One of these days,
one of these nights,
one of these days,
you're gonna find out who your friends are.
You're gonna learn the hard way. One of these days,
one of these nights,
one of these days,
you're
gonna find out who your friends are. You gotta go your own way. It's true, been trying to find. And don't act like I've been saying something new. I've been saying it forever.
If I call you up in a minute, and even if you didn't hear it, would you hand me back when you see it? Ooh.
okay. Ooh. One of these days,
one of these nights,
one of these days, you gotta find out who your friends are. You gotta learn the hard way. One of these days,
one of these nights,
one of these days, you gotta find out who your friends are. You gotta go your own way. You gotta go your own way.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems. At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM.
Now, there has been an equaliser at the Vitality Stadium in a match between Bournemouth and Everton, and I was trying to work out what happened, actually. It was actually Beto who equalised for Everton 4, but it's from time. It was Beto versus Neto, Neto being Bournemouth's goalkeeper, and he drops an absolute howler. Apparently, the ball slips out of his hands, and Beto glanced the ball into the net to make it 1-1, but there's just been another goal. Bournemouth, I understand, are back in front, and Seamus Coleman of Everton has put the ball into his own net, so that could be pretty calamitous for Everton late on in that game. Incidentally, there has been an equaliser at Stamford Bridge. Burnley are back in it again against Chelsea. Dark Roche has equalised for Vincent Company's Claret. 9 minutes from time, it is currently 2 apiece in the closing stages at Stamford Bridge. And also, what could be a late winner for Tottenham against Luton after being 1-0 down early doors. Spurs are now 2-1 in front. Their captain, Heung-min Song, scoring 4 minutes from time. How many times over the years has he got them out of trouble? But he has scored for Tottenham 4 minutes from time to put them in front. Late equaliser for Binwiki Town at Dulwich Hamley. Alfie Cerulli, 4 minutes from time. And he's just scored another one, 2 minutes from time. Cerulli, when he's second, and Billy second, they are in front, and at the moment their dismal run of 8 games without a win in the ESPN Premier League is coming to an end down in South East London. We'll keep an eye on that in the closing stages. It is now Sheffield United 3, Fulham 2. Bobby Reid was the scorer of Fulham's second 5 minutes from time. That is still going on. Hornchurch have pulled one back against Wingate. Finchley, Ollie Muldoon scoring 6 minutes from time down at Bridge Avenue in the ESPN Premier League. ESPN North, Redbridge are now winning 5-0 at Stowmarket Town. In fact, the final whistle has just gone in that one up in Suffolk. The motorman won a penalty in second half injury time, converted by Lewis Clark, and the match is now over. Redbridge scoring 5 without reply against the bottom club, still without a win, sadly for them this season. Maldon Tiptree have lost in the Isbian North, beaten 3-2 by the league leaders Lowestoft Town this afternoon. A better afternoon for Grays Athletic. They won 2-0 at Goulston. That match is now over. There has been a late equaliser at Sheffield United versus Fulham. Fulham have scored through Rodrigo Muniz 3 minutes into time, adding on. Sheffield United 3, Fulham 3 in the Premier League. And in the Scottish Premiership, it is now Rangers 3, Hibernian 1. Not sure of the scorer, but the leaders are going to be taking all 3 points. It was, in fact, Matondo who scored for Rangers 5 minutes from time to net their third goal.
Little girl, you look so lonesome. I see you are feeling blue. Ain't no use in staying at home. I know what you should do. Come on over to my place. Hey,
I'm going to get back to football very shortly. The Amsterdam Drifters, by the way, coming over to my place. In the Gallagher English Premiership in Rugby Union, it has finished Gloucester 24, Bristol 33. Meanwhile, in Rugby League Super League, the final score in the afternoon kickoff was Warrington Wolves 24, Catalans Dragons 32. More racing results. Got a 4:25 at Haydock. First number 6, One Big Bang, 6-4 favourite. Second number 8, Best Life, 7-2. Third was number 11, Awesome Foursome, priced at 11-1. 10 ran in the 4:30 at Ferry House. First was number 11, Mousy Brown, priced at 33-1. Second number 5, Olympic Man, the 6-4 favourite. And third number 9, Kinturk Kalandisi, priced at 7-1. 13 runners in that race. So let's get back to football. Lots of full times beginning to come through now. And I can find where it was. Yeah, it's now Kingstonian 3, hashtag United 5. That is now full time score, actually. Harry Haslam scored a 5th for the Tags, 2 minutes into second half injury time against their host, struggling Kingstonian. In the Ismia North, by the way, Brightling Sea Regent, had the fourth time whistle has gone in a match between Enfield and Brightling Sea Regent, and Brightling Sea have won by 4-1 there. Hull Midlothian 1, Kilmarnock 1, that's a full time from the Scottish Premiership. And also, full-time whistle has gone in the match between Aberdeen and Ross County, also in the Scottish Premiership. It has finished Aberdeen 2, Ross County 1. A win for Canvey Island down in Brighton this afternoon. They travelled to Whitehawk in the Ismin Premier League, and the Gulls have won by 2-0 down there. That is all the half-times I've got for you just at the moment. I'll have the rest of them after the 5 o'clock news. Taking us there, the Beatles, Strawberry Fields Forever.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields Forever. No one I think is in my tree. I mean, it must be high or low. That is, you can't, you know, tune in, but it's alright. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields Forever. Sometimes think it's me, but you know I know when it's a dream. I think I know, I mean, yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.